Hi, the patient Reno Pleasant, R-E-N-A-P-L-E-A-S-A-N-T. The patient name is Reno Pleasant, date of birth 2/26/74, date of accident 11/8/2021, and date of service is 4/20/2022. Ms. Reno Pleasant is a victim of a involvement in an automobile accident where she was hit on a passenger side in a T-bone fashion, and she was a driver at the time. This accident impacted her head, along with history of dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, spots in the vision, as well as pain in the neck and lower back, left shoulder, left knee, and left hip and sacroiliac joint area. The patient was being evaluated first time was 12/2/2021. Since then, she has been doing physical therapy and all other treatment like chiropractor, acupuncture, and she has been disabled, and attended care was also given to her because she is unable to carry out her life functions. She also received injection to her left knee as well as into the left rotator cuff muscle. She was also referred to specialist Dr. Priebel for consultation regarding the cervical spine, and to Dr. Hockey for consultation regarding the left shoulder. The patient reports that she is now scheduled for surgery for 5/12/2022 for her left shoulder repair work. No surgery for the left knee. And she also received a pain block or nerve block by Dr. Oppenheimer last Wednesday. The patient reports she's improved 40% in her pain in the lower back, but she still feels pain in the neck and the left shoulder. And in the lower back, it is around 5 to 7. Left shoulder and neck pain is 7 to 8. She is able to lift her arm up to 180 degrees at this time. She also reports that her physical therapy and the chiropractic is also bringing a lot of relief. Overall, 40% relief is reported. Pain level varies from 3 to 8 depending on the time. Her left knee is injured and it is painful usually around 7, and she reports no radiation of pain to the arm or the legs, no pain in the fingers or numbness, tingling, or in the toes. Only locally in the lower back it is still burning, as well as in the left shoulder. And areas that are affected are work, sleep, and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and general life activity and walking ability is 9. The mood is affected 8, and relationship with other people is affected 8. In the system review, patient reports she is suffering from severe headaches with occasional dizziness, vertigo, but a lot of weakness, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, depression. She does not have any loss of memory, and she reports that her headaches are 50% better, and they're not lasting as long as they were in the beginning. And they're 5 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. She denies any vision disturbances, dizziness, vertigo, blackout, fainting, or loss of memory. Her pain in the pain and numbness, she reports she has a severe stiffness of the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, as well as pain in the shoulder, neck, and the lower back, and hip and knee pain. She has moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, in context of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is frequency of urination and no incontinence of the urine or painful urination or blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there is a definite improvement in the pain, especially from the nerve block and lumbar epidural steroid injections. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Norco. Substance abuse, marijuana is reported. compliance program. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse is 78, and pulse ox is 98. The physical examination is from the previous visit of 3-8-2022, dictation number 0312-059. Diagnosis remains the same, plan of care. The patient reported that she could not make it last month for transportation issues, and she is trying her best. She has a new transportation. She also has not been advised about neck surgery at this time, and patient reports in the medical history, last 30 days patient had a pain blocker by Dr. Oppenheimer, and in the surgery history, she had a disinjection at the surgery center, and hospitalization and weight loss or any other trauma, none. Current pain medications are narco, substance abuse, marijuana, compliance program, none. But the physical examination is the same as previous visit of 3-8-2022. Dictation number 0312-059, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to provide an injection to the left knee intra-articular and to the left knee lateral collateral ligament that are found to be sprained. She has a sprain of the ACL fluid in the left knee, as well as tender painful lateral collateral and also proximal patellar tendon that is reported by the patient to be very painful. These injections will be done today, second time around. She does not want any injection to the shoulder. They were advised to her. She also does not have any numbness of the fingers, so no carpal injection is needed. She's going to be scheduled for her lumbar epidural injection, as well as cervical epidural injections, time 4, and sacroiliac joint injection to the left side. Since that there was a tenderness in the left sacroiliac joint, along with positive Faber test and transplant test. All the MRIs were discussed at length with her, and the patient will be scheduled. MRI for the knee and the shoulder are also discussed. Apparently, she is going for a surgery for the left shoulder. And patient provided with narco 5 over 325, 1 in the morning for 30 days. It appears that the patient has received medication from Dr. Haki, Flexeril, and Lunesta. Patient is advised to take Lunesta separately and not mix with Trazodone. Patient is also advised not to mix with Flexeril. And she's provided with migraine all nasal spray for additional help with the headache. Her maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. And patient is in a stable condition. She also has a positive finding on the neuropsych test that was done recently, and she is being referred to a neuropsych evaluation and treatment for further treatment. Thank you. The